Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
This is the Big K Morning Show. When I got up this morning at 3 o'clock, how about Game 3 of the World Series still going on, just wrapping up?
In Los Angeles, Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the catch strikes me.
Freddie Freeman with a walk-off home run in the 18th inning, Aaron. The longest World Series game, 6 hours, 39 minutes, and they got to play Game 4 tonight. So the Dodgers lead 2-1, and that was in L.A. So the game didn't start till late here in Eastern. I would imagine not many people here stayed up late to watch it.
So I have an interesting question. Regardless of the weather outside, I imagine how much they sweat playing for 6 hours was probably insane. They probably had to really hydrate in order to prepare for tonight's game. I say that because when I went to a concert toward the end of the summer, and I think I told you, we were racing back to our car.
Who was that, Neil Young?
Yes, we were running back to our car. It was very, very hot, very humid. I probably sweat more than I ever have in my life. And the next day, I was so incredibly dehydrated, more than I thought, where I honestly felt like I could pass out at any given moment and had to infiltrate my body with electrolytes. Like, I was really struggling. So I'm thinking about these players after 6 hours.
And 39 minutes.
I mean, imagine. They've
two complete baseball games in one night,
yeah,
at the highest level.
Probably an IV to the veins.
And they got to play tonight.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it goes. I don't know how many people. I'd be curious. Are you following the World Series? Who knows? I don't know that I've committed to sit down and watch any portion of the game, but
especially for 6 hours and 39 minutes.
But when you get up and they're still playing, you're like, what's going on?
I mean, they probably players that don't normally get time, right? They got some time in probably during those 6 hours.
Curious today, Coach Mike Tomlin addresses the media. They host the Indianapolis Colts Sunday at 1, and they're a really good team. So after Sunday night's second half, I'll be curious to hear what Coach has to say and the questions he gets, because it wasn't very pretty Sunday after the game. Did you watch any of it?
No, I was a good girl, went to sleep.
What?
I did the right thing. I went to sleep. But hearing, you know, when I asked any guys in my life, well, what went wrong? And, you know, it will be interesting to hear what Coach Tomlin says, especially with his Tomlin-isms, because, I mean, what was your breakdown of what specifically went wrong the second half?
Well, I was very impressed that you go into halftime, you're leading by 9 points, right?
Mm-hmm.
and you're thinking, okay, this is good. But you had a feeling the Steelers got the ball first in the second half, and then there was a series of incidents that cost the Steelers greatly. They didn't call an offsides. The referee there with his group gathered, and they still, it was obvious to anybody. It wasn't even a question.
Interesting.
Green Bay was offsides on a third and eight, so it should have been third and three. Aaron threw the ball thinking he's got a free play. Should have completed it. Wasn't his fault. The receiver dropped it. Would have been a first down. But then, so they have to punt it away, right? And then there was a controversial push-off of this Tucker Kraft, the big tight end that was running around scot-free, it looked like at times. They should have called the push-off because they called DK Metcalf of the Steelers earlier for the same thing, a lesser of a push. And then they end up scoring. And now, you know, they're right back in it. And then they just kept scoring.
Right. We got scored on three times, right?
We had no answer. I say we. You know.
I mean, hey, as a city. So it sounds like it was a mix-up of faulty plays, but then the refs.
Yeah. It's always fun to blame the officials.
Yeah.
But I don't think they did a now they have this assist, you know, replay assist where they, and they change some plays in the middle of the game, which is so, it's so foreign to what's going on. However, Steelers need to win on Sunday, and that's a very, very good team that's coming to town. So we'll hear what Coach Tomlin has to say today. And coming up, we'll hear what Lynn Hayes Freeland has to say next on the Big K Morning Show. Listen for the Drive at 5, top stories driving the day's news. Weekday afternoons with Colin Dunlap, brought to you by ServiceMaster, Greater Pittsburgh, Demand the Yellow Van. And every Tuesday at this time, we check in with our colleague Lynn Hayes Freeland, live from Atlanta, Georgia. You can see Lynn on our live stream at kdkradio.com. Watch us every day or join our KDK Radio YouTube page presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Lynn, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. You say live from Atlanta, but I just want to mention I just got back from Pittsburgh. I was there for 5 days on some special project things that I'm involved in. But I got to tell you, Saturday night, I was downtown. There was a big hockey game. There were several, I think there were several events going on in Pittsburgh. Downtown was amazing to me. There was action. There was activity. Places were packed. It left me with a really good feeling about the future. I mean, so often all you hear about downtown Pittsburgh is bad stuff, is negative stuff. And I got a really good feeling on Saturday night. I'm just saying.
Yeah, they had the Hall of Fame Pittsburgh Penguin game. There were a lot of people in town for Steelers Packers Sunday night. A lot of Packers fans walking around town, too. And yeah. I'm sure the Cultural District, I know they had a bunch of shows, so it was juiced downtown.
It really was. I mean, it kind of gave you, I don't want to say a sense of what Pittsburgh used to be like. And I understand those days, those nights don't happen all the time. But it left me with a feeling of hopefulness because, again, you know, so often all you hear is the negative. And I don't think what's happening in Pittsburgh is any different than what's happening across the country in terms of downtown areas. I do, however, worry about what the impact of people losing their SNAP benefits, medical benefits, you know, that has a domino effect on all of us. We kind of tend to look at that, well, it doesn't affect me because I don't have SNAP benefits. Here's the bottom line. If people can't get help with getting food, they're going to get their food one way or the other. I don't say that as a threatening statement. It's just a reality.
Well, there's 2 million people in Pennsylvania who are directly affected by SNAP alone. You mentioned healthcare benefits. And that's what one party says is the sticking point to the other. They point fingers across the aisle. But the bottom line is when you're citizens, when you're elected to an office, you're elected to represent all of the people. And I understand the reality of party affiliations, but the name calling back and forth and the blame game isn't helping people who really need it. And it would be tragic if they don't find an end to both the government shutdown at the federal level and this impasse in the budget. here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, absolutely. I listened to Jason Lando's comments and the piece that Paul Alexander did on the 7th anniversary of Tree of Life. And one of the things he said was everyone came together. And it started, I started reflecting on that time period. And he's absolutely right. Everyone came together. It didn't matter what race you were, what religion you were, where you lived. The country came together around Pittsburgh and that synagogue. And we've lost that feeling.
I had that morning a feeling just for a fleeting moment. I got a text from my son, who at that point was coaching at Carnegie Mellon University, and they had a home game. So he was in town. Okay. And if you know the proximity to Tree of Life, Carnegie Mellon isn't that far. We didn't know in the moment. But I got a text from him on my way in saying, Dad, we're in lockdown. There's an apparent shooter. And not knowing, no, as a parent, when you hear that, and in the moment you don't know, and then the reality of what transpired, and I think of those families a lot. And yesterday it came into focus. 7 years have gone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
By, but the emotions are still raw.
Yeah, you know, I like you. I mean, as soon as I realized it was a 7th anniversary, the events of that day went through my head, start to finish. I mean, this is a crazy kind of story, but I was literally at the hair salon that morning getting my hair dyed when Kathy Nascasi, who's now the news director, called me and said, I need you to get in right now. And I'm like, Kath, I can't. I mean, literally, I had wet dye on my hair. And she's like, no, I need you, and I need you now. And I said, Kath, I got color in my hair. She's like, I don't care. Get in here. And that was when the urgency, I didn't know why she was telling me that. And so as I was getting the color rinsed out of my hair, I started hearing the reports. And I think it's one of those things that you will forever remember where you were when you heard that moment, like the JFK assassination. You know, I think you just remember where you were. Boy, I dated myself, huh, with the JFK assassination.
I don't remember what you're talking about. Meanwhile, you're right. It had a direct impact on a lot of people in this community. Obviously, one of the things is the safest place you could imagine would be in your place of worship, in the process of praying, in that peace, in that moment. And then that horrifying incident takes place. It shakes the core of everyone's comfort level because we now know here in this city, and it's happened at other places too, LA Fitness here in the region and many other fast food restaurant, wherever, shopping malls, grocery store, there is no place that is 100% safe. It's just the reality. It's not to scare people. That's the fact.
That's just the reality, indeed. Now, on a lighter note, maybe this isn't even a lighter note. Let's talk about Amazon for a minute. Let's talk about these layoffs at Amazon. I have a facility, a warehouse, probably less than a half mile from my house. I have enjoyed the luxury of getting same-day delivery since I moved here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and see, now I think, in fact, my friends, my family always say, hey, I'm going to have my Amazon package sent to your house because they're telling me it's going to be 2 days to get to my house. And I have a feeling that's all going to change, too. I think this idea of ordering in the morning and getting it in the afternoon, I think we have to get out of that comfort zone.
Well, they lured everybody in. And from a business standpoint, genius, especially during COVID when a lot of people weren't able to get out of the house. I said earlier I should have invested in the cardboard manufacturing companies that make the boxes.
The boxes, yep.
I mean, because it was genius on their part, and they became mega, mega, even more rich than they were before, Jeff Bezos in particular. Yeah. But now the reality of I don't know that it's sustainable in terms of the turnaround on delivery, just that alone.
Well, I think that we are going to find that we have to lower our expectations because I do think we've gotten in that habit of, okay, well, I'll just order it from Amazon. I'll have it tomorrow. And that's kind of became a mindset. And I think we're going to start seeing more of, you'll get, and here's the other thing that I don't like. A lot of times you go to Amazon and you find what you want it that day, you click on it, you put it in your cart, and then it says, it'll arrive 2 days later. Well, by then it's already in my car. You know, I'm already moving in that direction. But I think we're all going to have to adjust because it's just not going to happen that fast.
2 days isn't that long to wait. Just be patient. We'll see. Lynn, I want to ask you about the big construction project going on next to the White House.
Okay.
Coming up next on the Big K Morning Show, Lynn Hayes-Spreeland. And in between 10 until 2, Marty Griffin. We'll talk to Marty here in the next few minutes. Get a preview of what he's working on today. Meanwhile, back to Lynn Hayes-Spreeland, who's on our live stream at kdkradio.com. So, Lynn, a lot in the midst of all the heavier stories with greater consequence. The president is in Japan. He addressed live about an hour and a half ago in Tokyo, a group of people from that region of the world. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the story about the addition of the ballroom has a polarizing effect. So initially, the president said he would not touch the current White House. He loved the history of it, but then they took down the whole east wing for this giant ballroom. But as they'll tell you, 37 companies and people chipped in private money to build this estimated $300 million ballroom. What do you make of all that?
Well, that's a mouthful right there, Larry, I got to tell you. But let me first say, I disagree with the president on a lot of things. They are political in nature. They're not personal. They're just a difference in the way we view the world or we view our life experiences. But there is something about the White House. And when I saw that first crew show up, and I don't know what the term is, but take a chunk out of the East Wing, that went right to my heart. That seemed personal to me. I don't have any direct connections to the White House. I mean, I've been there on several occasions. But other than that, I don't have any real connection to the White House. But that devastated me. And I'm not even sure why, Larry. I think it's just because the White House represents so much of what I think this country is supposed to be about. In addition, while there's such an attack on DEI, the fact that slaves built that White House, it became even more personal to me. So I am devastated by that decision. I don't understand why we need this big facility to hold these big events. You know, I don't get it. It's been okay for every other president to use the space that's there, and that's enough. So I am vehemently opposed to this, although it doesn't matter now. I mean, as you mentioned, the East Wing is gone. And I've seen sketches of what this new ballroom will look like. I'm not sure which of those are real and which of them are not, but I certainly hope the ones that show this massive addition that seems to make the White House seem small in the meantime. Again, I don't know if that's real or not, but I think that says a lot about our country.
It actually is real, not Israel. I mean, that is...
right, is correct.
Right. It's going to be this giant... I love how they said it'll seat 999 people. Can't we just jam one more right. in
and make,
make it 1,000? But I haven't heard a good explanation on to why the change. The president said it wouldn't affect the White House, and then the East Wing is gone. Have you heard what the reasoning is? Why didn't we hear that?
Nope. The only thing I heard is that, you know, he wanted this bigger space. And once they got into the project, they realized that the entire East Wing had to go. I think the other thing that's kind of troubling to me about this is it seems as if that is a decision that was made in a vacuum about a house that the citizens of the United States, for the most part, feel like is our house. So I feel like there should have at least been discussion, input. You know, somebody had to, someone should have had to have a historic perspective on what that meant to destroy basically a historic landmark with no regard to the impact on history.
Well, you'll hear and you have heard Barack Obama put in a basketball court, John Kennedy put in a pool. Harry Truman made some major changes. Why not?
But they did not destroy part of the structure for any of those things. I think that is a key difference. I think that every president should. I mean, you're there for 4 years. That's your home. You should be able to make some tweaks, make some changes. You know, every first lady does different things to the interior. And let me just point out as well, I even thought the Rose Garden thing, it looks so different now. It just looked like a patio on at a beach resort. I was upset that the Rose Garden, but not as much as destroying the East Wing of the White House. It's just, again, I can't say it enough. It just seems very personal to me. I can't wait till the next time I go back to Washington, D.C. I want to go and see this for myself. I don't know why, because I think I'm just going to be hurt when I see it.
That said, the president did not rule out seeking a third term. Many people thought you couldn't do that, but apparently there are ways that you can.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of at a point now, Larry, where Donald Trump has been very strategic in everything that he has done in terms of federal judgeships, the Supreme Court. So I think he and within his own party. So I think he's put the pieces in place to do whatever he wants until someone in those organizations, in those layers that I've mentioned, decides to say, you know what, this is enough. You know, it was written for a reason that we should not have three terms as a president, whether they are consecutive or non-consecutive. But I think we've lost sight of so much of what was done in the best interest of the country. And now it's kind of what's in the best interest of the party.
We'll see what the ballroom's named when it's completed. And I'm going to take bets on that. Lynn Hayes Freeland, hope you enjoyed your visit to Pittsburgh. It's always good to be home, right?
Absolutely. There's nothing like home.
We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right, Larry. Thanks.
Good morning. I'm David Ballarato at PPG Paints Arena last night.
Saw a bunch of people scrambling over there, and we're kind of watching that for a little bit, but saw him take it away. I wouldn't say it ruins the night. I mean, obviously, I hope he's okay.
A fan said to have life-threatening injuries after falling from the stands.
Yeah, and this is coincidental, but there was an issue on Saturday night, as I understand it, AcroSure with a worker there, and then earlier in the year at PNC Park with a fan in the outfield.
Hurricane Melissa is expected to make landfall actually pretty shortly now in Jamaica as a powerful Category 5 storm with maximum sustained winds of 175 miles per hour, and it could dump up to 30 inches of rain.
Yeah, I'm looking at this Category 5 now. They've never had a storm that powerful in Jamaica and really haven't had a big storm in actually many years, surprisingly, based on where they are.
Right. That's exactly what I was thinking.
However, people along the Florida coast and the Gulf and all along the shore, they're going to feel some impact of the tidal push, but it's not going to hit the eastern United States. It's anticipated to be well offshore and go north, northeast.
And Pittsburgh turns out to mark the seventh anniversary of a somber occasion. It was 7 years ago yesterday that the Tree of Life massacre took place in Squirrel Hill.
And after all this time, they're finally going to go through the process of rebuilding. And hopefully that will help people heal who feel that they've been through far too much. Thank you, David. Coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.